Good morning. We've seen the close of the US markets, and the US markets closed in positive territory with the Dow up by 81 points off the peak of the day, but still a record closing high. The NASDAQ up by around 13 points, but the broad S&P 500 was in the red. Now, a big night. We had the US Federal Reserve coming through and announcing their interest rate decision. As expected, they lifted rates by 25 basis points or 0.25%. The new rate now, a range of 1.25 to 1.5%. They also said they're looking at lifting rates another three times in 2018, which was expected by the market. But the major thing that really came through is the concerns about inflation. Their inflation target coming in a little bit below market expectations. And so we saw the market reacting to that, not only the interest rate markets, but also we saw it in the commodity markets. Now, we saw the 10-year bond yields falling by around 6 points. We saw the US dollar coming under pressure. We also had the gold price up around $16 an ounce to $1,257 US an ounce on concerns that pricing pressure is going to really hamper growth. The Federal Reserve did say that they're expecting US growth to increase to 2.5%, up from their 2.1% they'd previously expected in 2018. And they said the impact of the recent hurricanes hasn't been that dramatic as first expected on the markets. They're also saying that their new tax plan, if it does pass from the government, will actually help growth in the short term. Now, if we have a look at how the markets reacted, we did see them coming off towards the close. We still saw the banks in the red throughout the session and other financial institutions. We had the oil price slightly weaker in the energy sector for in the overnight session as well. In the retail sector, a really mixed bag again. Still good money going into Nike and also into Target, but coming out of other core retailers. And we had Fox down around 4.5%, still waiting on any information of what the final deals with Fox and Disney will look like. If we have a look at the Australian market, at the moment we're set for a 27-point gain at the start of trade. A big day for us. We do have employment data for November. We've also got population numbers coming through and overseas travel, overseas departures and arrival data for October. Later in the day, we'll also be watching out for Chinese economic data that's going to be released. With the Australian dollar at the moment at 76.34 US cents.